Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It's a Friday afternoon. It's the final installment of our Daily Focus for this week. And today, heaven, hell, and the final judgment with Pastor Richard Mwape, who's already standing by to chaperone us and guide us through this study. Serious stuff we've been dealing with this week, and he's been there to help us understand. Pastor Mwape, good afternoon to you once again, and thank you very much for agreeing to be our pastor this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So we're talking heaven, hell, and the final judgment. One looking at this list, one would think, what does hell have to do with hell, have with heaven? And why are we talking about all these three at the same time? So what exactly is our focus this afternoon? Heaven, hell, and the final judgment. Talk us through that, Mfunis.
Yeah, sorry, the line is breaking a bit. Maybe you can just speak again.
I was saying, please talk us through our topic for this final day, which is heaven, hell, and the final judgment.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Mfundis?
Yeah, now I can get you.
I was requesting that you talk us through what we are talking about today, which is heaven, hell, and the final judgment.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. I think maybe in a nutshell, when we're talking about heaven, hell, and the final judgment, we are. I think if we've noticed throughout this week, it's been more of a journey. It's a journey that basically begins where we are until now, where we are. We have reached on a Friday. It's at the very end. So when we're talking of hell, heaven, and the final judgment, we're actually talking about the very end now,
right,
the ultimate end of everything that we have been talking about.
Okay, so as Seventh-day Adventists, what is the basic Adventist belief about the final destination of individuals?
All right, I think as the Seventh-day Adventist Church, our basic belief when it comes to the final judgment of individuals, number one, it is that we have got a belief in the concept of the second coming of Jesus Christ,
right,
as well as the resurrection of the dead. We hold the fact that those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their savior will be raised to eternal life,
right,
and those who have rejected him will face eternal separation from God. And the final destination for individuals, therefore, depends on their relationship with God and their response to his saving grace.
Right. Okay. And then what criteria are used to determine an individual's ultimate destination in Christ's coming?
All right. I think an individual's ultimate destination is determined by a few things. There are a few criteria that we can see throughout the scripture that would be used to determine an individual's final destination. So here I will just maybe mention a few. Number one, I think we can look at the criteria. Number one, we can look that is an individual's relationship with God and their response to his saving grace. That can be number one. The other one that we can use is the acceptance of Jesus Christ as their savior and Lord. That's the other criteria that can be used. And then number one, it is how one exercises their faith and obedience in God. The other one we can think of it is repentance and forgiveness. The other one, it is when you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have experienced the power of forgiveness from God, then your character will show by how it transforms. That is the other criteria. And then finally, the last one, I think it can be adherence to biblical truth.
Okay. All right. And then when we talk about these, I don't know about you, Mfundisi, but I'm curious, when we talk about the ideas of the final judgment, it has a sense of finality to it. And I don't know if it's as scary to you as it is to me, this idea of judgment. So is there a final judgment in Christianity? And what role does it play in the determining of an individual's actual destination?
Yeah, actually, most of the times, I think it's, I'm sure a lot of people would wish that maybe it's not true, but ultimately, I think the final judgment in Christian, not just in Christianity, I know we are bordering it within Christian circles, maybe because of some theological nuances, but basically, yes, in Christianity, there is a belief of a final judgment,
right.
And a final judgment will really be there if we are being futuristic. This judgment is the theological concept where God assesses individuals based on their actions,
right,
based on their
right.
beliefs, based on their relationship with Him. And this judgment is seen as an act of divine just judgment.
Okay.
Maybe let me put it this way. It is seen as an act of divine judgment and mercy,
right.
where God's righteousness is upheld while demonstrating His grace and His love.
Right.
For this reason, the final judgment plays a crucial role in determining an individual's destination,
right.
as it is the ultimate decision regarding the eternal fate based on one's relationship with God
okay.
and their actions in life.
Okay. All right. And how do Christians interpret the concept of eternal punishment or eternal reward?
In Christianity, I think the concept of eternal judgment or reward is interpreted in the context of final judgment and eschatology, meaning
right.
The things that deal with the end times.
Right. Okay. And are there particular
yeah.
actions or beliefs that are seen as guaranteeing eternal salvation or merit or remit to long dominant Latin clerical dogmatics without risking refining artifacts, privileged, unconsciously crafting eroded frameworks? Ugh, that wasn't one complicated question there. Go ahead, Funis.
Yeah, I was actually waiting for someone to agree with me that this one was a really complex one.
Yeah,
but of course the Lord gave us something. I think number one, we have to bear in mind a fact that various denominations and theological traditions hold different perspectives on
right.
what actions or beliefs
right.
That guarantee eternal salvation.
Mm.
However, there are several central beliefs and actions that many Christians across all denominations emphasize, and those are the ones that I picked. Number
right.
one, it is something that can give us a guarantee when it comes to our salvation. It is faith in Jesus Christ.
Right.
Faith in Jesus Christ. Number two, it is to bear in mind that, you know, salvation is by grace alone.
Mm.
Salvation is by grace alone. Number two, you know, now that grace is given, do we need to live in sin? Paul says, God forbid.
So yeah.
if it is on grace alone, number three, then it will be obedience to God's will.
Yeah.
Obedience to God's will. When we live in accordance to the will of God, then we will experience repentance and forgiveness.
Yeah.
Repentance and forgiveness. When repentance and forgiveness becomes a reality in our lives, then
yeah.
sacraments and spiritual practices such as baptism will become a reality in our lives, as we will demonstrate to the people out there that we have accepted Him as our Savior. And then the latter part of the question, I think in a nutshell, I can say, I am now talking on dogmatics and the likes, I can say it is important that we avoid the risk of perpetuating outdated or rigid theological frameworks without critically examining their validity.
Yeah.
Without critically examining their validity.
Actual
so we
validity.
Just don't need to to stay in things because they have always been there.
Yeah.
But now that knowledge has been given to us, the word is there, the power of the Holy Spirit is there. We need to take our own time to examine the validity of God's word and what the Lord has revealed to us in the word.
Okay. All right. All right. And then one final question for Nisa. Do Christian beliefs on the art of the afterlife have any bearing on how we exist in this lifetime?
All right. I think yes, they do. They surely have bearings on how we exist, because the reason why I say this, it is when we have a thought of an afterlife, a life that will definitely come from here, that will provide a sense of purpose and meaning to our lives. That will provide a sense of purpose and meaning to our lives. And then the other one, I think beliefs about the afterlife will shape our moral and ethical frameworks.
Right, right. Okay, all right. My goodness.
Yeah, we'll shape our moral and ethical frameworks. And then the final one, maybe, it is that these beliefs will provide a hope and comfort for us, because we'll come to a realization that however hard it may be, trouble will not last always, because the day surely will come when the Lord will come from the eastern skies and he will pick those that will believe in him. And pain, sorrows, trouble, death, diseases, stuff that, you know, hurt us and that make us to sometimes be discouraged and stuff will be but a thing of the past.
I can tell you now, this week was full of confusing topics, but thank you very much for coming through to give us answers, Mfundisi. We really appreciate your time and your insights and your ministry. May God bless you, and may you enjoy the rest of your Friday preparing for the Sabbath. Thank you, Mfundisi. Please pray for us before we go away.
All right, thank you. Shall we pray? Our gracious, kind, and loving Redeemer, whose dwelling is up above the third heavens, we just want to thank you for seeing us throughout this week when it comes to the discussions that we've been having. Pray in Jesus' name that let these discussions be something that will continue to pull us closer to you and help us to grow, not just in our walk with you, but even in the way that we treat our friends. Yeah. Be with us, and as we are approaching the holy hours of the Sabbath, pray in Jesus' name that you may lead us and help us to enjoy the gift of repose and rest. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate your ministry. Again, God bless you, and enjoy a preparation day, Mfundisi.
Amen. Enjoy yourself and happy Sabbath.
Thank you very much, Mfunes. That's how we end off Daily Focus for today with the good pastor, Richard Mwape, who has been so kind and has been patient with us and given us some perspective, some answers as far as our Daily Focus for today and this week. We're done.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.